This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's the number for you to pick up your phone and give us a call, because this is open phones radio. Any topic, whatever is on your mind. Keep in mind, we do got a dump button, so if you're gonna just be rude and crude, we get to dump you. The we is myself, Chris.
And you're saying that preemptively, I imagine, because there's been, like, you know,
it's been a streak.
As Mark put it, I think, last night, he was grateful for our streaking callers for giving us the opportunity to practice with the dump button.
So, oh, nice.
That's a nice way to look at things.
Yeah, oftentimes, you know, our callers, for the most part, are polite and thoughtful, and we love talking to anybody who calls. But lately, there's just been a streak of people who just want to say ugly, bad things on the radio, and for that, we have a dump button. And
indeed. And by the way, my name's Ian, since you asked. But, you know, you can call in about anything you want. But, Chris, what did you want to lead off with tonight? What are we doing?
Well, we've been talking about this vaping story.
Yeah, it keeps coming back. This is just news that has continued to hit over the last 6 months. Ever since they were claiming that people have died from vaping, it hit big all over the United States. It resulted in people freaking out, people who don't know a thing about vaping all of a sudden developing an opinion that it was really bad.
It's all bad.
Because people are dying, even though the number of people who've died from vaping is super small compared to the number of people that die every day from smoking cigarettes.
Right.
Like, the cumulative number of the people who've died from vaping is less than the number of people who die in one day from cigarettes.
I believe 54 total.
Oh, is it up to 54 now?
Yeah.
But beyond that, as they found after looking a little closer at the situation, it was almost all, or maybe all, attributed to underground black market THC vape pens, or vape cartridges, that had absolutely nothing to do with nicotine.
Right. So there's two things. I mean, first of all, most people, I think at this point, are probably familiar with the Juul, the little device that looks almost like
a USB
drive.
And doesn't it does it charge in USB? Or?
Yes.
Okay, so
you hook it up to your...
So
you
it
know,
is
just
a USB.
Sort of, yeah. But for that, you can deliver nicotine. And for a lot of people that are trying to quit smoking or are trying to substitute something slightly healthier than cigarettes, it's been extremely popular. Unfortunately, a new delivery mechanism doesn't mean that kids don't have this desire to try nicotine, try smoking cigarettes. That's what we did when I was a kid. I didn't like them. Fortunately, I didn't get hooked on them in high school. It took the U.S. Army to do that for me. But, yeah, kids like what's illegal. And
sure.
They like to do the forbidden, and the same thing
it's
happens.
Exciting.
Yeah. And that's sort
you
of the,
get caught.
The appeal with cigarettes. The downside of that with cigarettes is nicotine is an addictive drug, and we don't... I don't think anybody on the show has disputed that.
Nope.
And I am a nicotine addict. I spent 35 years as a hardcore, non-apologetic smoker. I didn't want to. The more people told me I couldn't do something, the more that just hit me as I'm doing it anyway. I don't give a damn what anybody says. But then I found last year flavored vapes, and I thought, wow, I guess I'll give this a try. I've tried vaping before, and they just really weren't there technologically. These things were great, and they didn't taste remotely like a cigarette. Yet it satisfied my urges, and it didn't provide feedback that made me want to go to cigarettes. I have not smoked a cigarette in over a year, because I find their smell, it's just disgusting.
Turns you off now.
People who smoke. Yeah, I've turned into one of those people I hated as a smoker. So Trump starts off by saying, we're going to ban all flavored cigarettes, and we're going to ban everything with a flavor. The only thing,
because didn't his son Barron or something have
some
sort of
kids at school who were vaping?
He had a brush with vaping.
Yes. So he comes out and he says, okay, all vaping, it's just going to go away. And then he modifies it slightly and said, no, just the flavors. Well, and the vaping industry stood up and said, you don't understand, Mr. President. Vaping flavors are the most popular with people who are trying to quit smoking.
Yep.
It's their top seller. And then Trump rolled again on that and said, okay, well, there's nothing right now. He said that what they're going to do is they're going to ban vaping devices like Juul from having flavors for sale. So you can't just buy a prepackaged little thing that sticks in the end of your Juul and have it taste like, you know, Fruity Pebbles or something like that. What he has said is that, okay, those things got to go because I'm the president and I don't make any sense anyway. But people who use a bottle of, you know, fluid and they add it to their own equipment, well, that's no problem. So he sort of satisfied the vape shops and people who vape. Anybody who vapes because they're quitting smoking, they're more than likely going to use something like that as opposed to a Juul, which is very expensive to use. But the devil is in the details. This comes to us from Newsweek as Trump touts e-cigarette flavors ban. Vaping lobby warns of hidden issue that is extremely dangerous to the industry. A vaping industry associate.
So just, I'm sorry, before we jump into this, just to be clear, it was a few months back where Trump just sort of shot off and said, all right, we're going to ban flavored vapes.
Yep.
Boom. And then he kind of backed down from that.
He got a lot of pressure.
Are you saying he's back on it now, saying they're going to go ahead with this?
No, government has come up with a good solution. And, of course, there are unintended consequences. Trump backed down when he was confronted by millions of people on Twitter, yours truly included.
Hashtag said, vape something, right?
Yeah, hashtag we vape, we vote.
Okay.
Even though we don't. But certainly not for him. But that was the thing, and let him know, you know, a lot of people were putting up their facts. How many jobs? A million people out of work? You're fine with that? That's your idea of small government? So he rolled back, and this is the intended compromise that's supposed to satisfy everybody, keep everybody happy.
Oh, sure.
Sure. A vaping industry association warned that it faces an, quote, extremely dangerous, unquote, issue as President Donald Trump touted an imminent ban on some e-cigarette flavors to discourage their use by young people. Quote, we're going to protect the families, we're going to protect our children, and we're going to protect the industry, unquote. Trump says this. Trump told reporters at his Mar-a-Lago resort on New Year's Eve, according to the Associated Press. The president also said that, quote, certain flavors of the juice, unquote, used in cartridges for e-cigarettes would be removed from the market, quote, for a period of time, unquote, though he gave no details. A New York Times report said that the Food and Drug Administration will shortly announce a ban on most e-cigarette cartridge flavors, except for menthol and tobacco, which are commonly used by adults as part of an effort to reduce the growing number of teens who are vaping. But a lobbying group representing the vaping industry warned that the focus on flavor bans is distracting from a major regulatory issue that could amount to an effective, quote, nationwide ban, unquote, on the use of e-cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, it is extremely important to emphasize an issue that is extremely dangerous to the industry, but has been hidden behind the shadow of a flavor ban threats, unquote, said a statement by the U.S. Vaping Association, which operates out of Austin, Texas. Quote, the issue is the pre-market tobacco application deadline.
pre-market tobacco application deadline,
which states that all vaping products must be submitted for the approval process by May 22nd, 2020.
Or else they won't be allowed to be sold.
Exactly. This applies to all vaping products and any product not submitted for approval by the deadline.
Oh, my God. We got to talk about this.
Cannot be sold legally. 855-450-FREE. What do you think about this?
I was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dinovite for help.
DinoVite.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dinovite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Our toll-free number. 855-450-3733 if you'd like to give us a call. But first, I wanted to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. See? Three dots. It's got to be good. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or just meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. Again in studio, it's Chris.
Hey, Ian.
And we are talking, I don't know, I don't even know what to say. I mean, my first reaction was, okay, well, Trump decided to drop threatening a ban on all flavored vapes. Good news.
Sounded good.
For me as a vapor. But as they say, the devil is in the details. And again, Newsweek is reporting that Trump, hidden amongst all the talk about flavor bans, there's some aspect to this FDA regulation that is evidently already in place that could put an effective ban on all vaping products as of May 22nd, 2020. This has to do with whether every producer of vaping product can submit the proper paperwork to allow for their products to be, I suppose, submitted, and then it's got to get stamped by Secretary Number 1 and passed on to Under Secretary Number 2, who gets to sign it. And
well, don't forget the filing fee. There's not going to be a submission process to a government agency without some sort of arbitrary fee that they're just going to cook up out of thin air and say,
oh,
this
yeah.
is what you've got to pay. And so we don't know what that amount is. They're saying here that every vaping product, so every package of e-juice, every vaporizer, every, you know, whatever other, you know, little wicks and all these vaping-related products are going to have to get government approval before May.
Must be submitted.
Submitted by May.
For government approval. So
this year.
If you're selling a device, for example, you're going to have to probably include the specs, the technology, describe, you know, the wattage, and I can see this just being, never mind the fact that, Ian, have you ever been in a vape shop?
Sure.
And you've seen the wall of vape flavors.
Yeah.
It's hundreds. You go in a small shop, it's hundreds of flavors.
Right.
Each one of those is a different SKU, a different, you know, item as far as the government's going to see, and every single flavor is going to be judged individually. Tell me, I mean, how many people are sitting around doing nothing at the FDA? I would rather have them investigating things like, you know, Salmonella tainting tomatoes. I would rather have them
trying the USDA.
Oh yeah, it's hard to keep them all straight.
I'd rather they not exist. Honestly.
Yeah, the FDA. There's no good argument for the existence of the FDA.
Right. So let me see if I've got this straight. They're not banning flavored e-juice.
Oh
but
no.
They're going to have an approval process for flavored e-juice.
Yeah.
Meaning only the companies that pay the fees and know how to jump the legal hoop, so Philip Morris, no problem. They got this handled.
Absolutely.
They're probably the ones who are writing the legislation, or in this case the regulations, with the FDA, because that's just how these things work, where it's the big boys in the industry that they turn to. Well, help us write this. You know the business. Help us write these things. And then they write it in a way that's going to make it difficult for the small mom-and-pop manufacturers to compete. They'll put the fees to the point where it's ridiculously high. I'm just going out on a limb here. Just going to predict how this is going to turn out.
I think you're dead on.
And then what you've got is you're going to have this run for the gates where, okay, well, everybody's going to want to keep selling, right? You don't want to have to close your store in May or June or whenever the deadline is up. So you got to have your stuff submitted by then. But if you don't have it approved by May 22nd, you have to cease selling that product.
Yes.
And, I mean, obviously they're going to have a huge backlog. They're going to have, they're going to say, oh, well, you know, we're doing the best we can. We've approved all, well, we have approved Philip Morris because they got it, you know, got it in first.
Their attorneys were right on our stuff.
We're working real hard to make sure that all the rest of you folks can get back to selling your legally approved products. We'll get right on that. And then it may be some number of weeks or perhaps months or God knows how long before they give you your approval or they reject you.
Right.
Sorry, you didn't fill out Form 3B correctly. You
right.
should have crossed your T's and dotted your I's in reverse.
You had to do that one in triplicate.
Yeah.
We forgot about that. This is how it goes. And it's you know, it's regulatory hazard. It's every company faces it should the government decide to get involved in your industry. And you're exactly right. The people with deep pockets, the big companies, use this to their advantage.
Yep.
I mean, and I think you're exactly right. It's going to be Big Tobacco who's going to come up, and we'll go in first just so you guys can see what every e-cigarette company should be submitting to you. You should expect 30 listed scientists testifying on various aspects. If anybody's showing up with anything less, well, they're probably not doing their homework.
Mm-hmm.
There's a million ways this thing can go awry. And, you know, despite saying that we're not banning flavored vapes, it's going to have the effect of banning all vapes. Quote, to avoid this outcome, and this is the U.S. Vaping Association speaking, quote, to avoid this outcome, it's imperative that the industry come together to push for a deadline extension or to completely end the PMTA, that's the pre-market tobacco application, requirement for vaping products, unquote. Travis Pinkerton, president of USVA, that's U.S. Vaping Association, told Newsweek that the industry welcomes efforts to reduce the number of children vaping, but he said the PMTA will mean, quote, virtually all of our members and other small business in this industry will face elimination in May 2020. Elimination. There you go. Quote, the PMTA process is an unrealistic, financially crippling regulatory pathway that small business cannot afford.
It also smells.
It does smell. I thought he was going there, but he didn't. Pinkerton told Newsweek, quote, a single product application will cost the applicant at least hundreds of thousands of dollars based on the most optimistic estimates.
Oh, my God. Here I was thinking like several thousand dollars would be high, but hundreds of thousands of dollars?
Hundreds of thousands.
For a single submission?
Single submission. Wow. $8.55.
It's over.
I'm glad I bought a year's worth. $8.55, $4.50 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the United States is ready to respond to any more attacks by Iran. Esper says that recent actions have been part of Iran's bad behavior over the past 40 years. Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin is a Marine Corps veteran who served in Iraq. He joins Fox News and shares what the Iranian influence is like in Iraq.
Well, I served mostly in the western part of Al-Anbar, where there wasn't as much Iranian influence, but certainly you talk to any of my army brethren or anyone that's deployed around Baghdad or other parts of the country, the Iranians were responsible for enormous amounts of destruction. They have American blood on their hands.
All three major stock indexes finished the first day of trading in 2020 with more record-setting highs. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 330 points to finish at 28,869. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's free as in Free Talk Live, free as in freedom, free as in no free lunches. 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris and Ian. And we are talking about vaping because this is the topic that just doesn't go away. I guess part of it is I'm a vapor, where I used to say I'm a smoker. Mm-hmm. Smoked for 35 years.
I heard that you have been quit on more than a year now.
Oh, yeah.
Smoking. Quit smoking.
Yeah, and I'd like to say that it was tough, but it wasn't.
Interesting.
Yeah, I experienced no withdrawal symptoms. No,
you continued to dose nicotine.
I haven't given up nicotine. I'm as addicted as I am.
You're pretty strong, too, right? Like, you're using a strong vape. You're not.
Oh, yeah. I have, just because I like, well, part of it is, you know, have fearing that I won't get enough, but mm-hmm. I also have the 50 milligram, which I use now, but I also
That's
have
That's like the max, right? Like, you can't get it much higher than that, can you?
It's a Lucky Strike Unfiltered.
Okay.
The Lucky Strike Unfiltered of vaping. But I can scale that down, and the effect, I don't know what the effect will be. Maybe I'll do that in the new year. That'll be one of my many, usually the only New Year's resolution I make is to not write last year's year on new checks that I have to sign.
Yeah, that's always tricky.
I've been very successful at that one. But maybe I'll try to down my nicotine. I mean, I could do that.
What's the next step down? Is it go to 45, 40, 33?
It depends on the technology you use. Mm-hmm. I use nicotine salts, and they kind of go 50 is the max, 35 is pretty standard.
Okay.
And actually, that's all you can get in some states, like Massachusetts. But they graduate them down from there, 15, 10, I mean.
Well, of course, Massachusetts just passed a ban on any kind of flavored, any nicotine-flavored whatever.
Right.
So flavored cigarettes, flavored vapes, completely prohibited in the state of Massachusetts.
What if they're going to ban flavored sodas? They're going to, wrap the cigarette or the e-vaping thing into the, we've got to get kids, the epidemic of kids drinking soda. They could just ban,
same thing, right?
Ban all things with flavors. I mean, we just need
a neutral
flavor.
Well, it sounds like New England would be behind that. I mean, it's always known as been this sort of bland place.
You're right.
Where people don't like spicy foods or tasty foods.
In Massachusetts, if you ban maple syrup or threaten to ban marshmallow fluff,
mm-hmm. You're in trouble.
You're in trouble. Yeah, the fluff. Marshmallow fluff comes from Massachusetts, and they are very proud of it. I should get a marshmallow fluff flavored vape. That should be tasty.
Whatever floats your boat, man.
We're talking about this consequence of Trump's brilliant decision to, come up with a win for everybody by just saying we're going to put some limitations on it, but we're not going to affect the vaping industry at all.
Okay, it's not a win for everybody when government regulates a thing.
Exactly.
Someone's going to lose. And it's usually the people who are not politically connected.
Yeah.
It's the people in whatever given industry who don't have the attorneys, who don't have the politicians in their pockets. They're the ones who are going to get screwed on this. And can you read the paragraph that we just went away in the last segment on about the price of this application, this whatever PTMA thing it's called, where they have to get this application in by May 20th or 22nd or something like that this year, presuming this proposal rolls forward, or else they won't be able to sell any vaping products. They have to get all of the products approved through the FDA, some ridiculous bureaucratic process.
All of them by May 22nd. Piece of cake.
It's just crazy. So what was the amount? Do you happen to have that?
Sure,
handy
I do.
Again?
This is coming from Travis Pinkerton, who is the president of USVA, which is the U.S. Vaping Association. Quote, the PMTA process is an unrealistic, financially crippling regulatory pathway that small businesses cannot afford, Pinkerton told Newsweek. Quote, a single product application will cost the applicant at least hundreds of thousands of dollars.
A single product application. Now, even if we're going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say that he misspoke when he said single product application. He didn't mean an application that only applies to one product. He meant a single application. You're putting one application in. It can have 100 products on it.
Oh, no. No, that's not how this is going to work. Every product is different. Every formulation is different. There's different flavor chemicals that are adding this or that. So we've got to certify every one of those. Now, it may be, maybe he meant hundreds or thousands of dollars.
He said hundreds of thousands.
He said hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that's
not just $100,000. That's more than $100,000. That's $200,000 or more.
He continues, that sentence continues.
But what I was saying, before you go on, what I was going to say, though, is even if we could give the benefit of the doubt to the regulators and say, oh, no, you can apply for more than one product on one application, you can have a dozen or whatever,
right,
that's still insanely expensive, and it's still going to drive mom and pops out of business.
Absolutely. He continued that thought by saying, let's see, where's it at? Hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm losing my spot. But he says that the hundreds of thousands of dollars is based on the most optimistic estimates. In other words, it could be higher.
Yeah, they don't even know.
Right, and I guarantee you, and you nailed it earlier on, when we look at companies like Philip Morris that are furious that they are not bigger in this part of the industry.
They were late to the game.
They were late to the game.
They have products now, but...
But they see this as an opportunity to squash their competition.
Oh, yeah. They've already got the checkbook out, and they're ready to, you know, sign on the dotted line.
And they're used, ready to go. They're used to it. Big checks? How much you want to settle all these smoking deaths for? How about $50
billion? Mm-hmm. No problem.
No problem. I'm not even going to look at my balance because I know I've got that much in checking to cover a $50 billion check. They don't care, but the thing is you have, and they are innovating. I mean, they're trying to come up with something that they can say that we've really come up with this thing. Like, they've got a thing that steams tobacco. It doesn't vaporize, but you're actually sort of getting the fumes from heated hot tobacco.
Sounds nasty. I don't know, man.
I just looked at this. I think what a horrible idea. Why can't you just do the vapes? I mean,
they have vapes, don't they? The big tobacco people?
They do, and they put an investment, I guess the investment into Juul or...
They did, Altria Group, I believe.
Yes, and they're going to try and develop their own stuff. But the thing is there's this whole vibrant industry out there that is coming up with Fruity Pebbles, and I mean, the flavors that are out there are things no one in their right mind. And I want to thank the vaping industry for making sure that people that may go to apply for a lot of jobs, but they're afraid of a urinalysis, I know they are indeed working in the vaping industry because they are coming up with some insane flavors, which is good because these things help people stop smoking. And it's not.
Yeah, but Chris, there's teenagers who are using vapes. 25% or whatever are teenagers.
Yep. And fortunately, those teenagers are not turning to tobacco, which is what really kills. If you inhale burning smoke into your lungs, that seriously injures you.
It seems like a no-brainer. I mean, it seems obvious that vape is not as dangerous as smoking. It seems pretty clear when I think anybody with an open mind can look at the issue. But we're talking about government people here. They don't care.
If you only want to listen to government sources, then look at what the UK's Department of Health is saying. They say that vaping is a 95% reduction in harm over cigarettes or tobacco. That's pretty significant. 855 450 free. What do you think? What do you think about big government stepping into this? This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Free as in freedom, that's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Talk about, we're talking about vaping, of course, because I happen to have vaped. And Trump just seems to want me to go back to cigarettes. I don't really want to. But I wanted to ask you if you have heard of Liberty.menu. For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. We're helping build one, Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. It is, at its core, a directory for events, businesses, and digital content. But there's more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and for those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's liberty.menu. In studio, it's Chris.
I'm Ian.
And we have been talking about the unintended consequences of feel-good legislation. I can't even say legislation because it's not legislation.
I'm not convinced they're unintended.
Yeah, that's true.
The unintended consequences are not uncommon when it comes to government regulations and legislation. The war on drugs, you could argue, was actually created with the intention of stopping people from using drugs, but the unintended consequences that it made drug use even more dangerous and didn't reduce its availability in any way, shape, or form, made the drugs more expensive. You could also argue that people should have known that that was going to happen, given that it's the same thing that happened during alcohol prohibition. So were these really unintended consequences, or are they just predictable consequences? And the question is whether or not they were predicted is another question. There was, I think it was Nixon's, one of his advisors came out at some point in the past and admitted that they actually created the war on drugs to target blacks and hippies.
Yep.
And there's an actual quote about this. I'm not just, making it up.
Yeah. I think it was Ehrlichman.
Maybe. And
Alderman,
whoever it was, some a-hole, came out and admitted the truth.
Yeah.
So there you go.
What this is, so Trump has said, he's instructed his FDA, and the FDA's doing their thing, evidently, which is, hold on, we got a thing on vaping. Can you get Big Tobacco on the line? Yeah. What would you guys like to do? Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a great idea. We'll just run all vaping products through the pre-market tobacco application deadline. I mean, the pre-market application, that's something that has been on the books since 2009.
Okay, so they didn't create a new form. This is the old form.
And keep in mind that the pre-market tobacco application process, if you look at 2009, they weren't thinking mom and pop, little companies doing e-cigarettes or flavors. What they were thinking was, hold on, those guys that make Lucky Strikes want to come up with a new product, and that is going to be, billions of dollars because it's the people who do Lucky Strikes, and that's going to be a huge deal. And it's going to be paid only by Big Tobacco, who we know they can afford it. Now,
so they set the arbitrary price, which, they completely pulled out of their butt at whatever hundreds of thousands of dollars it is.
So what this, in essence, does is it applies that same process with its hundreds of thousands of dollars in application, cost of an application, by best estimates. And probably looking back at the history of what these things have been doing, because they're using existing stuff, no problem. I understand you sell about, $1 million worth of Fruity Pebbles a year. You're going to need to pony up about $700,000 just for the application. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to approve
it. They could reject it, and then you don't get a refund.
Oh, well, wait. We don't agree with this. You need to, you got to resubmit. There's going to be another filing fee. I'm really sorry about that. This smells like Big Tobacco finally getting the opportunity they have wanted, and that is to squash this industry and get people like myself off of, relatively safe vaping and back on burning tobacco. And that's it. I mean, it boggles the mind, and this story has a little bit more, but I think we've addressed most of it. We're going to go to Discord, where we've got Hudson Valley guy on the phone,
aka Dave in New York.
Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Still there?
He was being a big old baby in the chat room. You didn't pick up fast enough for Dave. He said he was going to disconnect, but he didn't do it.
He's still there.
He stopped counting. He was counting from 10 down.
Wow. Well, I'm here, Dave. I don't hear anybody.
No, we don't hear you, Dave. He was there when you checked on him during the break, so something went wrong. It must have been on his end, presumably.
Well, Dave, I'm going to put you on hold because I can.
We'll thanks for botching it up, Dave.
Right.
Nice job.
That's a user error. Way to go, Dave. I have no idea. It's probably my error.
No, I don't think so.
But this is interesting. The Vaping Association is doing what they're going to do. They're going to say you are trying to destroy an industry. They're pointing out that, the FDA is acting unconstitutionally here.
Well, and the FDA's existence is
unconstitutional. The idea that Congress can pass laws that can regulate entire industries, can decide whether they live or die.
Well, now remember, Congress isn't involved in this process.
This
is just the FDA.
Right.
They've been authorized by Congress. Congress basically gives these bureaucracies, like the FDA, carte blanche and says,
Okay,
here you go, you're in charge of food and drug. Now you can just write whatever rules you want to. Have fun.
Yeah, and the FDA will look at some things and go, oh, nicotine, we think that's a drug, so we're going to regulate that.
Mm-hmm.
And anything,
arguably, it is a drug.
It is. No argument for
changes
me.
Changes your chemistry.
But they can do that with anything. They can do any sort of food. They decide that they should be regulating, and they can choose not to regulate things, too. I mean, that's the thing. They can choose. They could have looked at vaping and say, you know what, as long as you're not using any products that aren't normally known to, you know, be really bad for you, don't put vitamin E acetate in your vapes.
But they didn't.
No.
The legal vape manufacturers did not use vitamin E acetate. That was the black market manufacturer.
Yeah.
Who knows who did it? You know, it could have been in China. It could have been somebody's back shed in, you know, Kentucky or wherever. Who knows where that stuff came from?
Right. And that is the risk we do. And what's going to happen with vaping? I mean, these are the same arguments we brought up when the flavored vaping bans started to be talked about. People like myself are not going to stop vaping. We're not going to go back to tobacco. It's not going
to
happen.
So will you go to the black market if it becomes a total ban?
Oh, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. If that's the only path I have to go, I will absolutely go to the black market. I hope it doesn't come to that. And if it does, I hope some really good companies come out of the black market, and they will.
Well,
they will.
You presume the companies will be able to exist legally at some point, which would require some sort of regulatory rollback, and the odds are that's not going to happen.
Or they will benefit by the high prices that the black market is going to impose, and I may find myself paying 10 times what I was before the ban for being able to vape the flavors I like. And winners and losers are still going to come out of this. It's just going to increase cost, and those people who may be on a particular tight budget will not be able to get off of cigarettes. They will still be able to use their food stamps to buy cigarettes.
A lot of people are going to go back to cigarettes because, you know, I don't know how. I mean, the black market's going to be out there in the same way that it is for other drugs, so they should be available, relatively speaking. But not everybody wants to deal with the black market. Not everybody wants to go and, you know, buy their vape product in a car, you know, in a parking lot somewhere, in a back alley or whatever, in the various, or go to like some sort of vape den and then, you know.
Well, the manufacturers are still out there in the UK. I mean, they're really high, and they have a high level of regulation, but you can still get flavors and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The UK Department of Health has opened up hospitals as places that can be, you can build a vape shop in a hospital. That's
wow.
One thing they're encouraging. So
that's
why
a shocking
not?
Difference between those two countries that tend to get along on things and follow each other's lead.
They do, but the UK, they've spent the last 10 years researching the problem and trying to understand what vaping's really all about, which is good. 855 453. This is Free Talk Live.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know that Balance of Nature works.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.